Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, psychic, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio television talk show personality. She brings to the airwaves talented people from around the world who share their insights and experiences with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power, but today we're going to be talking about communication power. That's right. Now, of course, the mind is always involved in that, but my guest today is Anne Domela. Anne is a woman who has quite an interesting background. She's an artist. She's a very creative person, but she has been involved in the modalities of writing and communicating with people through public speaking. Not only is she a good writer, she does novels, and we're going to be talking a little bit about her romance novel, What If and If Only, and then she's got a number of other books, four other books that she's written. But we're going to be talking about the world of e-books as well. This is something that is growing and evolving, and Anne is someone that is not afraid to take on challenges. She is always one to say, okay, if this is something new, what can I learn? So we're going to be sharing some of that with you, especially if you're an individual that says, I have a story to tell. I would love to be able to write mysteries. I want to do this. I want to do that. Well, I think Anne is a very good example of how someone, regardless of age, can cross that path if you want, actually walk the path of becoming an author that feels very good by what they do and the impact it's having on the lives of other people. Anne Domela, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Dawn. It's so good to be here.
Well, Anne, I have known you for quite a long time. And when I first got to know you, it was such a delight to learn that art had been such a significant part of your life. But you're a woman that has a great deal of discipline. And just before we went on the air, I was commenting to you that getting involved myself, I'm going to be getting involved with doing some e-books. I thought this information you had shared with me was just incredible. But let's hear your story. How did you gradually evolve into the author positioning? I mean, you're an artist. You're very creative, and you've done very well in that modality. What caused you to go in that venue? What was it? Was it a teacher that was just so admiring of your writing, or did you just say, I'm going to do it because I love to do it?
I was retired, and I'd had always wanted to write, but I was busy raising children, six of them. And when I retired, my sister and a very dear friend and I were discussing a romance of a friend of mine. And I said, it would make such a wonderful story, but I don't like the way it ended. So I decided, well, I'll write the story, and I'll change the ending. I'll make it a happy ending. And that's kind of where I got the idea of what if, because with so many things in people's lives, they do say, what if I had done this instead? What if I had not done this? So I said, that's the name of the book, and that's how I write. Mm-hmm. What if something else had happened in life.
And I think that's what the person that likes to write novels, and of course, What If and If Only, that's the title of your book. It's two separate stories.
Yes.
And each of them have their own flavor. Each of them have their own flavor. But what I loved about it, and I'm not as familiar with the place as you are, but the Madonna Inn, and it is absolutely one of the most incredible places. It's in California. When was the first time you saw the Madonna Inn? Because you actually have a rapport with them. They carry your novels there.
Yes, I saw it many, many years ago, just going through San Luis Obispo. We just stopped off to see the unique restaurant. And the men's room actually is something that they take you on tour.
The men's room they take you on tour. Okay, all right. Okay, and you gotta fill us in. Why is the men's room at the Madonna Inn so special?
Well, they do it on tour to make sure that it's not occupied, of course. But they take women through the men's room because there's a urinal, which is a waterfall, that is only started when the man walks up to the urinal. And it's quite a large waterfall.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, my goodness. What a point of conversation. But they're known for so much more. I mean, but anyway, go on with your story.
The food there is so spectacular. And I had met Mr. and Mrs. Madonna, and they're very family-oriented. I found out that she was an interior decorator, and he was in construction. And they wanted a unique restaurant, a unique hotel. So every room in the hotel is different, a completely different design, like the caveman room.
Mm-hmm.
But it does take about a year or perhaps more to get a reservation.
It is such a popular place. And I remember when I stopped at the restaurant there, it was many years ago, and my husband and I were driving up to go visit the Hearst Castle. And the Madonna Inn is in a locale that is absolutely spectacular. The whole environment around it is so beautiful. But you're very close to a number of very memorable environments, one of which is the Hearst Castle. And when we stopped in, I remember the food at that restaurant, and that comes out in your story. Oh, yes. The food in the restaurant is awesome.
The other book, actually, What If takes place at the Apple Farm Inn, and If Only takes place at the Madonna Inn. But the Apple Farm Inn is across the freeway. And I was also enchanted with their dining room and their food. It's one of the oldest hotels in California.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, this is the perfect place.
It really is. And you incorporate that in your story. And you incorporate the beauty of the rooms. I mean, it's like you're right there. It's just wonderful.
That's what I try to write. Like, I want people to feel like they're right there. I've done a lot of travel magazines articles, and that's so important to make people feel not only are they there with your magazine story, but they want to go there and
mm-hmm.
see the rest.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's all of the description of the food at the Madonna Inn and how in the story, if only the piece of cake that's served is a small portion and it's enough to feed four people. They have cakes there that are a foot high. I am not lying to those of you listening. At the Madonna Inn, they have these cakes. So if you get a slice, you want to make sure you got company with you, because otherwise you're going to waddle out of there and feel like you can't even get out the front door. But their food is awesome, absolutely awesome. So you have a lot of realism that is in the story. Now, you made a point when you were talking about how you heard someone's romance story and it ended badly, but you decided it would make a great story to write, so you made a happy ending. Are both of these stories based on fact? Because the first one, What If, and they're wonderful stories. What If is based on a widow and her experience. And then the other one, If Only, I love the Scottish flavor that you put in there and the cultural aspect of the Scots that you put into this. And are these both sort of based on personal and also experiences that you incorporated from other people's lives?
If Only is based on friends of mine. And What If is basically, I went to Scotland, of course fell in love with it, my parents are from there, and I had to put that into a story. And then I had a distant uncle who was missing at sea, like my character in the story, and I said, well, what if this man was missing at sea in Scotland? What would happen? How would I make it a love story? And then I just developed it, and fortunately, my uncle was found years later, but that also gave me the feeling that I could do the same thing with the character, make him found or his reason for his disappearance found. So that one was just developed as what if.
Mm-hmm. Well, that goes to show how you can take something that actually has happened and use it as a base for what you are writing. And you've written other books, too, and we'll give out information as to where people can go. But for those of you that want summer reading, this is absolutely marvelous. It's the first thing that you ought to pull out of your bookshelf and just go and have your cookies and tea or whatever you want. Go out, sit in the sun, and just enjoy it, because she brings areas of environment to life in a wonderful, wonderful way. And I especially liked the Dumela touch when there's an area on a section of beach that has a sign that has the name of Jocelyn Dumela in it.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you even managed to fold that in, and I thought, very, very, very clever. Now, Anne, one of the things that has happened in your journey of writing, and you have published your book, you got into e-books. Now, this is something that there's a lot of excitement over. The amount of sales with e-books is quite high, especially when it comes to romance novels and other things. How did you evolve into this? Because there are so many different forms, there are so many different methods that have to be understood to do an e-book. It's not just putting it into an electronic format. It's not all that easy. What did you do? Who introduced you to it? And in your research, what have you found out about this?
I read quite a bit, which I do, about e-books, and thought, well, I can't do that. I don't know anything about it, so time to find out. And I heard and researched and found that Smashwords was a great company because they have so much distribution, and they're not limited with their readers. The equipment you use to read their books can be very diverse. You can go from a computer to almost any kind of reader that you have, iPhone or any of them, and you can download the proper format. And then I found that it didn't cost me as if you go print on demand, it can be quite costly. And, mm-hmm. of course, actual printing is even more costly. And I just wasn't ready to spend that much money on myself. And I thought I'd give it a try. Well, I read the instructions, which were very, very explicit, and I got my daughter, who's very smart and computer intelligent, to give me a hand, and she fixed my book up to be acceptable to Smashwords with very little trouble. It was done in one day, and we put it in. Well, within days, it was accepted. And then I watched as they added distribution places with the book. It went from Barnes & Noble to Amazon to Diesel, then on to libraries. They give you a chart and tell you what date it was accepted at that site. And then I saw my books going off the shelf and thought, wow, this is wonderful. Every day I would go on and watch the numbers. How many books did I sell today? And when I hit 1,000, I jumped up and down, so excited. I hit 2,000. This is just great. I was going about 5 to 10 books a day. And then how could this possibly be? Of course, you have to do an awful lot of your own promotion, no matter what way you sell your books. You've mm-hmm. got to sell. And my husband, it was wonderful about passing out business cards to perfect strangers and saying, if you read books, this is a pretty good book. You know, and the grocery store was pretty full, and every time we go to an RV place where we travel quite a bit, he made sure he got everybody in the whole park. You know, every day he'd walk the dog and hand out 20 or 30 business cards.
Wow.
You have to promote. You can't just let the book sit there and hope somebody's going to find it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a very important point. This is something that I think many authors don't understand. Your
yes.
books are something, they mean a lot to you. You have put a piece of yourself in the book. This is a very personal experience when you are an author. But if you've not, let's say, been published in magazines or anything else, you must let people know what you've got. Now, one advantage that obviously is there with ebooks is that the cost of a book, because it is an ebook form, is just so low. I mean, the books that are just literally, quote unquote, flying off the ebook shelves, are many of them are only 99 cents. Well, my goodness,
yeah.
You sell a million of those at 99 cents, you have $1 million worth of sales.
Well,
and
with Smashwords, the author gets 85% of
mm-hmm.
the sale price, and the author
mm-hmm.
sets the price.
So it can be more than 99 cents. I'm just using that as an illustration. But
well,
that is
99
what
is, happens to be the good price, and $3, they say, is the best price.
Mm-hmm. Oh, $3 even, not $2.99.
That's what they say.
That is amazing. Now, with those that are listening, my listeners are very savvy when it comes to computers, and they don't think twice about pushing a button and pulling up a website, you know, within seconds if we talk about it. But it is, and that's what they can do. They can go to smashwords.com to find out about your book, What If and If Only. But,
yeah.
Anne, when you are doing this, you're talking about promotion, and that is absolutely imperative. You cannot put yourself in isolation and expect the world to beat a path to your door. It is not going to happen that way. And so what your husband Fred is doing, and Fred is so gregarious, I mean, he just loves to get out there, any excuse to give a chance to talk to somebody, giving out business cards is great. And on your business cards, do you put the name of your book? Do you have it where you say, this is a new publication? What do you do? How do you make that business card effective?
Well, for a long time, I was giving out the business cards to military people and making my books free by a code that Smashwords gave me to use so that any military could get the books for free. And then I made arrangements to there was a man that made arrangements to get email addresses that people who wanted free books in the military. So that started me passing out cards. And then for a while I made, you know, I was doing the cost thing. And then for the month of July, because of your show and your great listeners, I decided I would make the books What If and If Only free to your listeners.
Oh, my goodness. How gracious of you, Anne. Okay, so anyone that is listening, if you'd like to get the free download, you're going to be able to do that. How do they do that, Anne? Where do they go? To smashwords.com?
Go to smashwords.com, put in my name, Anne Domela, or the name of the books, What If or If Only, and follow the instructions, and you've got it available for free.
All right, Anne Domela, and her last name is spelled M-E-L-L. Excuse me, D-O-M-E-L-A, I apologize.
Correct.
D-O-M-E-L-A is the correct spelling of Anne's last name. All right, Anne, putting out and doing promotion. Now, you've given us a tip, pass out business cards. Now, one could print those out on their own computer.
Yes.
This is a wonderful promotional tool. It doesn't take up a lot of space. Why not design your own? This is something that allows people to identify with you. Now, when you do your business cards, do you put a picture of your book on the business card?
I have the American flag on my business card, which is has a blue background for the patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time, it was just a small way for me to thank the military for what they do.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, that was the thing you did. You
mm-hmm.
saw a serviceman, you gave him a cup of coffee, you did something.
Mm-hmm.
So now that was my chance. And then
mm-hmm.
on my cards, I wrote down the name of the book and the freak and the code at that time that was used and how to get a hold of me.
Oh, speaking of the code, what's the code my audience would use?
They don't need it right now. I've just made the book totally free for the month of July.
Oh, so for anybody. Anybody can go
and order this. But then nobody knows it but you.
Oh, well, that's true. Okay. Now, there is something that you made me aware of. You've been educating me, which is just wonderful. And that is that if someone is writing, if someone wants to put out their material, they can go to Smashwords. And Smashwords has all kinds of information. And you were gracious enough to send me that information.
Yeah.
And I was astonished how all of this gives information. They are so specific. They're very thorough. If you have a Sony reader, a Kobo reader, I've never heard of a Kobo reader. I mean, I'm so far behind relative to this stuff. It's unbelievable. So you are really working with me on this, which is terrific. And you've got a publishing agreement information, and
yes,
all kinds of details that are here. They are so, and I'll use your word, explicit in their information. It is terrific. Also, what you made me aware of was a woman, Patsy Ray Dawson. And she has put out a publication. She's a writer. And it's called Optimize Your Book Like a Website. Now, this is something, because of the electronic world that we're in today and the social networking, this opens up an unbelievable level of awareness. I was just astonished about what can be done. And like you said, you are seeing your electronic book fly off the shelf. Now, the day may come where there might be a publisher, and publishers are having a real tough time. I mean, they get inundated with tens of thousands of requests annually of submissions by people that would like to work with a publisher. Well, the publishing houses have gone to ebooks too. Then this is something that's evolving. But getting a publisher is a tough proposition. That isn't easy. That's not as easy as people like to think. And so ebooks often will, believe it or not, give you an open door to perhaps being considered by a publishing house.
Yes, and the Smashwords does not have any problem with you getting your book published paperback or whatever anyplace else.
Mm-hmm. And that is absolutely amazing. We have a world, when I first started doing writing, it was, I would submit things to newsletters, to people in my environment at the time. And my goodness, I can remember someone being so upset because I had duplicated my article and had sent it to someone else. They said, you don't have the right to do that. I said, you're out of your mind. You're not paying me for this, so why in the world do you own this? But that was the attitude of people at the time across the board. Here we have the electronic media. You have Smashwords. People can put their stuff there, and if a publishing house becomes aware of your material and they say, you know, we'd really like, you're coming out with another book, your sales with the ebooks have been so good, we'd really like to bring you on, no conflict. That,
right,
to me, is such a huge benefit to the writer.
Well, the owner of Smashwords, Mark Coker, is so helpful. He's even gone to a local, I think it was Oklahoma, writers' conference to help people understand it better.
And I'm
sure he goes to other conferences, but I happen to know of that one.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about writers' conferences for a moment, because you attend writers' conferences when there's the opportunity to do so, because you and Fred have very busy lives. This is something where I think for promotional purposes, that can be quite a help.
You never know when you go to a conference, or gone to city colleges, groups and stuff, who you're going to meet, what you're going to learn. One little thing can just stay with you forever, such as one writer I listened to at Pasadena City College, said there are two things you do never keep in your house overnight. And she was talking about magazine articles. And everybody said, well, what is that? She said, you never keep your neighbor's husband or a finished manuscript. Get them both out of there.
Oh, my goodness. What a comparison. But it got your attention and obviously was very memorable.
It stayed with me.
No kidding. That is something else. Now, I think for any author, the understanding that in the publishing world, the average amount of books sold by a writer is 500. Now, to me, that is such a minuscule number. But for most people, because they don't want to promote, they don't want to let people know what they've done, they don't get out, they don't mingle, if you were, or have those business cards handy, then that's it. They may end up with a stockpile of books in their garage. It takes a lot of work. I know, because I've done it. And this was before we had the e-books. And I remember what it took for me to move 17,000 units. And it was a huge, huge cost. And when I found out afterwards, gee, the average person, the average writer only sells 500, I was told, you're a best-selling author. I said, you got to be kidding. I thought you had to sell 500,000 before you were a best-selling author, like a Jack Canfield or a Mark Victor Hansen. No, that's not the case. Most publishing houses get excited if they find out about authors selling to 2,500. And here you are with the ebook surpassing that now.
Yes. Yes,
and it keeps
I'm
on
sure
going.
You could have heard me anywhere yelling and screaming, I made 2,000. It was just, such a great feeling that many people would read and like what I wrote.
Mm-hmm. And that is something, too, that with the e-books, because of the social networking, if people like something, then they hit a few buttons on their phone and they tell their friends, check this book out. This is awesome. This is great for the kids. This would be great for your husband. This is what you can do, because so many people have the smartphone, and they'll just send it along. And with it being
actually,
so inexpensive, it's great.
I did get a few reviews, and one of them said that considered me a 5-star book, and it said it was the most wickedly awesome book he has ever read in years, and encourages people to read it and tell 3 friends.
Awesome. That is phenomenal. Now, one of the things that Patsy Ray Dawson says, that the electronic spiders she talks about, attracting electronic spiders to your book, and you have to optimize your book like a website. And I thought, wow, this is something, who would have thought of this? This is great. Now, Patsy, I know she's got all of her information, and it's patsyraydawson.com where you can find out more about this. But this opens up a world. You've opened up a world for me that I have just been skimming along the top of, because I've got a couple of books that I'm getting ready to put into ebook format this year with the assistance of a friend, because I'm not like you. I'm just not that computer savvy. But it is just, it's just been amazing, Anne, the information that you have been able to acquire through your research, and I'm very grateful that you're sharing it with us. And again, I want my listeners to know your book, What If and If Only, is totally free to you. You can go ahead and you can get this. Go to smashwords.com. Smashwords.com. Put in her name, Anne DeMella, and or the title of the book, and you're going to find out what she's got. This book is wonderful. It's got 2 romance stories in it. It's got history. It's filled with wonderful personalities. It's terrific reading. And if you just want to really relax, unwind, and separate from the everyday hustle and bustle of life, What If and If Only is a superb read. Ann DeMilla, this has been a delight. Thank you so much. And gee, keep on keeping on. You're just such an inspiration. You're coming up with all of these wonderful materials, and you're making a difference in people's lives, and you're showing how anyone can do this. Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you so much.
And keep cool in Texas.
Okay.
Where I know the temps are just perking. Before we went on the air, Ann said that they're hoping for snow. Yes, in the middle of summer. Ann, again, thanks so much for being my guest. Have a wonderful summer.
Thank you. You too, Donna.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Check out smashwords.com. Ann DeMilla, the book, What If and If Only. Two romantic stories set in the magical area of California, right on the coast. Good stuff. This is Donna. We'll be back in just a minute.
Amino Muscle Snack Time, the chewable nutrition that feeds your muscles. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. When you exercise, muscle tissue naturally breaks down. This low-cal, chewable snack helps to reverse that process and won't pack on the pounds. You can chew a few tasty vanilla tablets or any one of their other flavors before or after physical exercise, right before bedtime or first thing in the morning to jumpstart your metabolism into gear for the day. Convenient to carry in a purse, backpack, or briefcase, they are a tasty snack for the person on the go. Firm, fit muscles, trim, healthy body. Sound good to you? Check out Amino Muscle Snack Time Chewable Nutrition by going to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Tone up, trim up, and nourish your body to the fitness level you desire. Amino Muscle Snack Time Nutritional Tablets. Check out the information and order today. Go to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Order now.
We see it every day. Courts overflowing with frivolous lawsuits. People losing all of their assets simply because they were unprepared. The best defense against unscrupulous predators and creditors is a good offense. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes and from all over the world create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Think asset protection is only for the wealthy? Think again. Our Cover Your Assets strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Industry leader Corporate Direct is owned and operated by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can tailor a CYA plan for you. That's CYA, Cover Your Assets, with Corporate Direct. 1-800-600-1760. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedros accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny. They will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hello and welcome back. Donna Sebo here. Telephone lines are open, and if you should like to chat with me, I would be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here's the toll-free telephone number. It is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And one of the things I want those of you that are new listeners to the show to know, all I need is your first name or initial. Just give me that. I always so like to know where you're calling in from. And then let me tell you what I perceive. And then if you have a particular challenge you'd like to ask me about, feel free to ask a question. I'd be delighted to answer that for you. I wanted to share a quote with you, Robin Williams, who's one of my favorite actors. I just think this man, he's just an incredible person. He had Mork and Mindy and Good Morning Vietnam and some other things that he's done. It's just absolutely marvelous. He has this way of being able to shift. He's a shapeshifter, I think, when it comes to being an actor, and is just a very talented man. And he made a comment that I totally support, and I wanted to share it with you. And it was part of one of his lines in the Dead Poets Society, the movies that he made. No matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world. No matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world. This is so important because frequently, advances that are made by people that step outside of the box. They're not stuck in their thinking. They're not stuck in whatever positioning their environment might be. They'll go, there has to be a better way. There has to be something else that can be done. And that is what I love about human ingenuity. We can take something that supposedly should be cast in stone for the eternities, and this is the only way, the one way to do something. But it isn't. And many times, belief systems, attitudes get entrenched because people don't want to challenge them. And frequently throughout history, those that have challenged the norm, well, sometimes their heads have been cut off or they've been, disarmed or thrown out of their environment because they dared to think differently. And then later on, people come around and say, you were right. You were right. It's a real tough thing for the human personality because often we want to be safe. We want to have everything just fit a certain way. Well, I always enjoy finding out what people have done, where they want to have an impact, and where they want to have something to bring to help people wake up maybe to a change that's necessary. Doesn't make any difference what environment it entails, whether it's business, whether it is doing laundry, or having an impact in medicine. What does it take? It takes a willingness to say, let me take a chance. Let me examine something. Well, in Crescent, Pennsylvania, there is this community. They have a civic club. That's not very big. This is a small town. They only have about 30 people in their group. And she said, the lady that talks about this, her name is Marion Novak, and she said, we get together, we have fun, and we try to come up with ideas to inspire people. And we like to create our little events. And one meeting, the president said, I would like to celebrate a Red Friday. Well, we all know about the Red Hat Club, which has just been phenomenal. I love to encounter these ladies. They are so dynamic. Red and purple, that's their theme. They're absolutely adorable. And this Red Friday thought or theme has been used in different applications. And the president, who happened to be a woman, said, I would like to have Red Friday with this thought. We want to be supportive of our troops overseas, and we want to see them come home safe and sound. Well, every one of the people in this civic group either knew someone who had a member of family that was serving overseas or had served overseas, or was going to be going overseas. And someone in the group said, okay, this is a great community idea. Why don't we all get involved? So they started talking to the people in the community. The idea just grabbed people's imaginations. There was a merchant that donated T-shirts, and it had Red Friday printed on it. And then they added these words, until they all come home. The group sold shirts all over their community, and this is what they did with their profits. They bought prepaid phone cards for service members. Now, they have been doing this Red Friday t-shirts. This has been done for 5 years now. And they have just delighted in being able to support the troops overseas by supplying them with the telephone cards. But more than anything else, it's allowed the people in the community to feel that they are giving that support to those people that have committed their lives, who have given up their family, their home, their environment, to do what's being, well, being required by them to do. And so this is something that I brought up because tomorrow is the 4th of July. It's a day when we celebrate our freedoms, we celebrate our ancestors. It's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful, wonderful holiday, and it is such a vibrant holiday. And we need to know, as individuals, we can make a difference in this world. And just like the quote that I read to you, words and thoughts, well, the thoughts come first, the words come second. But they're powerful, and you make a difference wherever you are. You really are important. It's so easy to put ourselves down, say, gee whiz, I'm not a famous person, I don't have a lot of money, what can I do? Well, this little community took a step. They didn't worry about their size. This civic group said, why not? As my guest said, what if we did this? What could happen? They didn't worry about selling $1 million worth of anything. They said, let's just do it. And the support was there for them. That's what we need to remember. Life is for expression. And who knows, you may come up with even a brand new chocolate chip recipe that somebody's just going to go gaga over. You just don't know what's going to come through you that's going to brighten this world and make it a better place. It's just so important for you to recognize that you are a free individual. You really are. You're free to be the best you possibly can be. Go for it. And again, if you want to give me a call, 888-627-6008. Sand sculptures. Well, this is the time of year for the contest. It's summertime. People are out on the beaches. And every year I am sent pictures of the sand sculpture exhibitions, and they are mind-blowing. They are all over the world. They just, the artists that put these together, they just do a phenomenal job, and I think all of this work, it takes hours and hours, but they do such incredible creations. Then the ocean comes in and washes it all away at a certain time. So they have a limited time to get these spectacular sculptures together. And then just in a matter of minutes, they'll be all washed away. It's amazing. Well, there was a sculpture. It was the world's tallest sand castle sculpture. It was done by Ed Jarrett. And his was, can you believe this? He must have had a team of people working on this. 37 feet, 10 inches high. This was done in Connecticut in 2011. Now he wants to go as high as 50 feet. That is going to be a lot of sand he's going to have to use. That sculpture he did in 2011 was 1.6 million pounds of sand. Just incredible. Now, it took 5 hours with contestants in the Sand Stations Beach competition that's held in Long Beach, Washington. They only have 5 hours to do their sculpture here in this state. And it's held July 10th through 12th, and then they have a big competition. 5 hours is all they're allowed to do. That's all. That's it. Wow. I'm telling you, it is just absolutely astonishing what people can do when they wrap their minds around a challenge and they come up with innovative ways. And a lot of volunteers to help get it done. But it's a lot of fun, and it just allows them their creative, artistic expression that I think is incredible. This is also the time for camping, having campfires, and one of the favorite desserts that was inspired, believe it or not, by a Girl Scout recipe. And when we come back from a break, I'll share with you what that recipe was. And, well, I'll give you some other details. They're really fun. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 888-627-6008.
Good health is something all of us want to have. Being aware of what we eat, its nutritional value, and how to balance our physical needs with our busy schedules is always a challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time goes a long way towards helping us meet this challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time is a nutritional food product that is portable, tasty, and in chewable tablet form, vanilla and honey flavors, a bonus for maintaining a healthy amino acid balance for healthy muscles. Amino Muscle Snack Time can be used anytime, anywhere, first thing in the morning to kickstart your metabolism. Take 20 minutes before or after a workout to help recover and build muscle. Take mid-morning or mid-afternoon to help curb cravings for unhealthy snacks. Weight loss, appetite control. Only top-of-the-line and no genetically modified ingredients are used, no caffeine added. These chewable tablets can be ordered through Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Take charge and jumpstart your food program by adding Amino Muscle Snack Time by visiting Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com for more information. Order now.
Do you have a product or service that you would like people to know about? Internet radio is a powerful medium that can assist you in reaching people who like to shop online and pass by electronic word of mouth information about you, your products, and or services. The Donna Sebo Show reaches around the world, and you can be part of that enterprising network. For more information, contact Vision Broadcasting via Donna at DelphiInternational.com.
Or call 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
If you are an author and would like to be a guest on the Donna Sebo Show, please send a review copy of your publication along with a press release to the Donna Sebo Show, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for your material to be reviewed. Again, the address to send your material to is the Donna Sebo Show, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497.
Hi, this is Donna. I have a very special story about a young woman who won 2 Olympic golds that I'll be sharing with you, but I've got to give you this little bit of trivia regarding a cookie recipe. Well, it's more than just a cookie recipe. The first recorded recipe for this special combination that is traditional with so many people, especially if they have kids and they're camping. What is the recipe? S'mores. Yes. S'mores. Now, it was 86 years ago when the recipe for this special camp dessert was published in a Girl Scout manual. And the campfire treat today, they have a National S'mores Day. Yes, that's right. They have a National S'mores Day. What is that day? August the 10th. Now, in addition to that, as not being a big marshmallow fan, I have never used Jell-O recipes with marshmallows or anything like that. But I was astonished to find that Americans purchase 90 million pounds of marshmallows each year. Now, I can't even wrap my brain around the sum of 90 million. What would that be at actual volume? But all I can see is this great big puffy thing in my head. 90 million pounds of marshmallows. My goodness. I'm going to have to see various ways that marshmallows are used because, again, that's not something that's in my kitchen pantry. I know as a kid, I can remember loving to get fistfuls of them because you have the cornstarch that gets all over your face. And, of course, you've got your miniature marshmallows. But 90 million pounds of this stuff? Oh, my goodness. So we Americans, that's right, we have some interesting cultural patternings when it comes to food. So that's one. I did want to give out the number again of 888-627-6008. If you want to give me a buzz, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Tomorrow, we have a very special guest. This is a former veteran, and his name is Paul Chappelle. This man has written one of the most powerful books I have ever read, and I mean this most sincerely. Its title is The Art of Waging Peace. Now, this warrior served time in the Middle East, graduate of West Point. He is a phenomenal man because of his story and how passionate he is about peace. And being that it's the 4th of July, I thought it was going to be an absolutely perfect compliment. And I will tell you, having read the book, it really is something that should be in everyone's library. It should be in every school in the United States. It should be read by anyone who really wants to understand how important peace is and what it will take to create it. I think it's a powerful read. So, Paul Chappelle is going to be with me tomorrow, and then on Friday we're going to be talking with Eleanor Vincent, Swimming with Maya. Maya was her daughter, and we're going to hear the story of this mother-daughter connection that will warm your heart and will touch your spirit in a way that I think will be very meaningful to you. Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 888-627-6008. Well, this young woman, her name is Gabby Douglas. Don't you just love it? She is a beautiful, beautiful young woman. Last year, she won 2 gold medals in the London Olympics. And she was not only one of the Fierce 5, which was the title that was given to the team of the U.S. women gymnasts, who won the team competition at the Olympics, and then she won the individual all around in the Olympics, the first African-American to ever hold that title. And she said the journey she went through to enable her to stand up on the stand of honor, receiving that gold medal, was one that required a lot from her, as well as from those that loved her dearly, which was her family and her friends, as well as the coaches that really believed in her. And that's why I wanted to share her story with you, because I think she's an inspiration to any of us. As she said that it was really tough on her mom when she was born. She said it was very, very difficult. I wasn't very healthy, and she said my mom had a real rough time with me. She had a tough time getting through the aftermath of the pregnancy. Well, they had a real tough time financially. Work wasn't easy to come by, and as she was growing up, not only did her mom have to deal with the challenges of having a little one that required a lot of care, working through the difficulties that she was experiencing physically, but then as the children were growing up, there wasn't a lot of money. And Gabby recalls how they had to live in their van for a period of time. They were eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's what the whole family was eating, except for her. She couldn't eat it. The food just wasn't digesting with her. And finally, the family was able to get to Virginia, an area in Virginia, where they were able to have some tests done on her. And she had a condition, Gabby did, called ketoaciduria. Now, this is a metabolic disorder where the body cannot process certain amino acids, certain proteins. So her mother just was beside herself. They had no money. They had managed to get enough money to have these tests done. And then there was nothing extra. What were they going to do? Her mother was a woman of very, very deep faith and still is today. And by the time she said, my parents could afford to get me to a doctor, somehow or another, the disease disappeared. The body adapted and disappeared. She said, I was very small. And as you know, gymnasts have to be small. They can't be real big people, especially when they're training. The less weight they have, the better it is. And she said, I was very, very small. Well, her mother worked, I don't know how many jobs, night shifts, double shifts. Her dad was a reservist. And you know what? I'm going to have to tell you the rest of this story tomorrow because I'm out of time. Wow, this hour went by like the wind. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. I'll tell you more about Gabby tomorrow. Take care. God bless. Enjoy your day. Count your blessings. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. We're delighted that you were able to join us and invite you to tell your friends and family about the program. Have a wonderful day.